Bruchim Aboim B'Shem Hashem. What a great schus it is that throughout the entire world, on virtually every continent, we are all united learning the Torah of the Heilige Zera Shimshin. Our shir is dedicated for a schus and a refuah shalema for Reb Chaim Yosef ben Malka Nechama, a schus and refuah shalema for Sara Baspina. May they both have a refuah shalema b'mheira and arichas yamim b'shanim tovos. Our shir is also dedicated in honor of Rav Yosef Menachem Manish ben Genendel. May he have atzloch and bracha beruchnius ubegashmius. Our shir is on the Medrash that points out that Bilam, who was a Rasha, had great sinna, hate for Klal Yisrael. He's the one that actually gave Klal Yisrael the bracha. Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Ohev Yisrael. He loved Bnei Yisrael. He had to give them Teuchacha and curse Bnei Yisrael if they wouldn't follow the ways of the Torah. The Medrash asks, wouldn't it be more fitting if Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the one who gave the Bracha, and Bilam was the one who gave the Klala? The Medrash answers that Hashem wanted it to be exactly like this so that everyone should realize that our Brachas in life, and Chalila the opposite, come from Hashem. It's not Moshe, it's not Bilam, it's not anyone else. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have given the bracha, people might have thought it's because of his great love for Klal Yisrael, and he was the source of the bracha. If Bilam would have given the klala, people would say that it was Bilam's klala because of his great hate for Klal Yisrael. The Zera Shimshin comments and says that we greatly benefit from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who potentially gave the curse, because the klala of someone who has that much Avas Yisrael as Moshe Rabbeinu would be more moderate than one given by Bilam, a Rasha who hated Klal Yisrael. The great tzaddik, Rav Wolf of Zhytomyr, was once an innkeeper when he was young. A Jewish wagon driver entered into the inn and asked him for a glass of brandy. He was about to drink it without saying a bracha, and the Rebbe stopped him and said, "Do you realize how many miraculous things Hashem did in this world so that you were able to enjoy this drink? You should at least offer Hashem a brief blessing." The wagon driver said a bracha out loud. The Rebbe himself said amen and went over and hugged the wagon driver and wished him well. Bezus Hashem, we will continue with our shir in the Zera Shimshin tomorrow. I wish everybody me'umka deliba, bracha v'atzlocha, and arichas yamim v'shanim tovos.